Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Pat, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I mean, I'm as prepared as you. You know, I'm trying to get prepared. I had somebody come into my house last night just in case it started early, so they could walk the dogs and watch the dogs. Right. We're all set around here at the station for today. Now I'm trying to think, what do I have to plan for tonight and tomorrow morning, because it looks pretty certain that we're going to get a lot of snow.
I would say yes.
Okay.
I haven't changed anything since yesterday. Still thinking 8 to 14 inches across the area. It's a heavy wet snow, which is not great. I also have a wintry mix, a possibility tonight in parts of our area. The best chance of that would be just to the south and east of us. So that's a possibility. That is where the 8 inches is more likely than the 14. Once you get to the extreme northwest corner of Connecticut, on through the Berkshires and into the Catskills, you're in the teens, double digits for snowfall. And this is a wet snow, and the wind will pick up, not to the magnitude that the storm was on Friday, but the wind will pick up. So, you know, additional power outages are a problem for this storm. And then tomorrow, the snow or winter mix tapers off in the morning, and highs of 40. Friday, flurries, 40 to 45. Partly sunny, breezy Saturday, mid-40s, and some with increasing clouds on Sunday in the 40s. So
and then Monday,
definitely better over the weekend.
And then Monday would be the next chance for precipitation, right?
Don't know about that.
Okay.
The models right now are pretty much trying to keep that storm offshore.
All right.
Do I trust it? No.
No, that's too way too late. So now what I need to know from you is, when is the heavy snow going to stop falling here? I'm not talking about the snow, but the heavy accumulating snow, you know, the 1 to 2 inches an hour and stuff, where it just goes down to a normal snowfall. When's that going to happen?
I'm thinking that should happen probably by midnight.
Okay. So that means my plow guy will have a chance definitely to get in and plow me out from my house to get in here tomorrow morning.
He should be able to do that. Yeah, okay. Not a problem. Just going to take a look and see. We would have to zoom in on this on Connecticut, because you're talking about the station.
Yeah, I'm talking about my house.
North of us, as you know.
Yeah.
North of us, as you know, it's going to be a little bit longer. So let's see. As of this evening, I would say for any time after 7 o'clock into the morning, it's probably only going to be an additional 1 or 2 inches.
Okay, so that's what I needed to know. That puts me at ease, where I can schedule the guys to come in and plow my house and then plow the station so I could get in here.
Wait. Let me make sure now. Because I'm looking at the Greenwich Times here, 06:52. Now, so after midnight, definitely after midnight. After that, again, after midnight, only an inch or two. Prior to that, that's when all the snow falls.
All right, so that's good. That's good then. That's good. That's got me set up and feeling a little bit better.
And the storm right now, by the way, is just off the Virginia Capes, and it will move northeastward across Cape Cod and up into Maine by tomorrow afternoon. And again, this is, you know, storm two in the last, 5 days?
Yeah.
And you just alluded to what could be storm three. I just don't trust it. I do not trust the modeling with storm three. And just trying to bring this out and say, you know, no, don't worry about a thing. So we will wait and we'll watch with that.
Okay, and if storm three were to come, would it be cold enough to be snow, or would it be rain?
Yes, it would be all snow.
Okay, I tell you what. This reminds me back in the 70s when I lived in Kingston, New York, and within an 8-day span or 9-day span, we had 3 separate storms. And it was amazing. And they were all major. I mean, we got like 12 inches the first one, 18 inches the second one, and like 12 inches the third, 13 inches the third one. It was just horrible. It was just horrible.
They do happen like that.
It just brings back horrible memories. There was no place to put the snow.
Yeah. So on a day like today, Marshall, you're just staying put, right?
I'll stay here until about 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then I'll make sure everything's going all right. And any businesses that'll be closed will be closed by then. They'll all have announced their closings. And I'll go home because I got that big Jeep now. I'll go home. Okay. I'll go home and do work from the house, have all the phone systems transferred to my house so I can do work from the house. And if for some reason it really, really gets it stays bad or gets worse, I can always come back in. But then the next morning, I'll be back in here at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's why I'll have the plow guy come early, and I'll get back in here at 3 o'clock in the morning so I can set up the next day.
But
I stay here until, you know, if businesses on a snow day like this with bad, especially when it's going to be bad in the afternoon, if they'll all be closed or all the announcements will be into us by 12 or 1 o'clock. And so then I can go home and take a break. Like I said, this Jeep Cherokee, I guess 98 Jeep Cherokee, this thing goes through anything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like my Highlander. I love my Highlander. It does go through everything. And I've been through some big blizzards with that. So, and it has great ratings also. So that's a good thing. But, you know, this, I have to watch this just in case the mixing causes snowfall to be less, or there's literally no mixing and it causes snowfall to be more. So I'm not off the hook yet, but it's not going to be as bad as it was yesterday, because yesterday the calls were just off the wall.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got a general idea now, a really good general idea where what's going to happen. It's just now, it's just narrowing it down. How much? And it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, we are in such a weird weather cycle here, Pat, I tell you. I mean, it's March the 7th, for gosh sakes, and if something happens on Monday, the first 2 weeks of March will be horrible.
Yeah, and I mean, and you look outside and you say to yourself, if someone didn't tell us what time of the year was, you would say, well, it's either January or February.
I know, you really would. But the Bears are out, Pat, already.
I knew you were saying
that. Yeah, the Bears are out, I think, and you look in the snow, and especially now with the snow on the ground, you can see their claw prints, and it's really pretty amazing. Whereas when they're walking around, and it's occasionally you'll see their prints, but now in the snow, you can see exactly where they're walking, and you can put your foot in their paw print, and say to yourself, I don't want to run into this bear.
That's amazing. And you think that the reason why they woke up early was because of that warm spell we had a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it's not real early, but it's early enough. It's one of those things. But it's a little early. I think that warm spell really had something to do with it. Because it was warm. We've had a couple of those warm spells.
Yeah, we have. Right. We really have. You're right. I did want to ask you, how much snow do you have up there now, Marshall? Just the dusting?
Well, no, in Sharon, because we got that 8 to 9 inches, there's still probably a good 2-3 inches on the ground.
No, I mean from this system.
Oh, from this system right now? Oh, we just got light spattered stuff. I would figure this is the stuff that's from the fading low that was in the Midwest. I would figure that we're getting now.
Yeah.
But it's just very light, you know, not much, but you look at the radar and you can see things developing and know that. When should the steady snow really start here?
The steady snow will probably start mid-morning.
Okay.
And the heavy snow will be after lunchtime.
Okay.
After lunchtime.
All right, so that's the breakdown. Steady snow starts mid-morning and then the heavy snow after lunchtime.
Right, and the heaviest, somewhere from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. 2 p.m. to 12 midnight. That will be the heaviest. Do not rule out some thunder and lightning.
Okay, some thunder snow.
Right. Thunder and if snow. You get a thunder snow, you can easily pick up 1 to 3 inches in an hour.
Yeah, it's like because it's thunderstorm. Yeah, it's exactly right.
Right.
It's one of those things. Well, so you're going to be a busy guy this morning and into this afternoon.
I can't tell you how tired I am. Because I'm starting 2 hours early. You saw you got all your forecast early this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm starting early. And don't forget, this Saturday, we have the second premiere, which is for all our friends. And there will be 22 people coming this Saturday.
And you're going to have to have things all cleared out for everybody, you know?
That and I still have a lot to do. Yeah.
How much snow do you think you'll get?
I'm thinking we'll get between 10 and 12.
Well, Pat, we'll be anxiously awaiting any updates that might be needed from you today.
Yes, and I may be checking with you, so you could give me an idea of how much snow has fallen, so I could judge my forecast accordingly.
You know how to get a hold of me.
Yep, I sure do.
All right, Pat, take care.
Take care, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. So basically, to capsulize things, the steady snow will start mid-morning. The heavy snow after lunchtime. That heavy snow will continue until about midnight. If we get thunder snow in those sections where there's thunder snow, will be the 1 to 3 inches per hour. Basically, everybody in our listening area can expect around a foot of snow. At least, or maybe to the south of some snow or sleet mix in, 8 inches, but right around from our area, and would you hear my voice, at least a foot, possibly up to 18 inches of snow, 14 or 18 inches of snow, depending upon your location. That's the way Pat has everything laid out. And we'll see what happens. But the stuff you're seeing now is just really, it's almost like a comedian or a band act comes on before the major show. You know, this is the opening act. This is the opening act. But when the storm starts to kick in, it'll kick in. And we do have a lot of late openings and closings, and we'll announce those at the tail end of our newscast in the next hour. But you can also get those on air and online at robinhoodradio.com. Those are on our homepage, and they're also on our Facebook page, which is WHDD Robin Hood Radio on Facebook. That's where we post everything as well. But we do have the winter storm warnings in effect now right through tomorrow morning from the National Weather Service.